Well, our speaker this morning, that's going to be a nice treat, is Ann Strong. And it's a lovely opportunity to get to know Ann a little more because she's relatively new here. Ann has been a lifelong seeker. Since August, she's been immersed in studying A Course of Love, which ironically instructs us to seek no more. In her work, she offers deep, strong from within coaching to people in huge transition or identity change. As her own first client, she's come to realize that all we seek is indeed within. Today, she's going to share with us some of her experiences around remembering our true nature. Please welcome Ann Strong.
Good morning. I've given a lot of talks in my life, and this one definitely seems the most vulnerable. So, remembering our true nature, why do I want to talk about this? Through a lot of my own experiences, and particularly now through being so immersed with the Course of Love, I recognize that in this very moment, each of us is so much more than we're expressing. Somewhere inside we know. And I guess that's why I'm being willing to be vulnerable about my own experience of it today. So a little bit of background. A Course of Love is considered kind of a follow-on to A Course in Miracles. It's also channeled work, channeled by a different person than A Course in Miracles. Also channeled through Jesus. And I grew up Catholic without a particularly close relationship with Jesus. And I couldn't really read A Course in Miracles, way too heady. So when I learned that my friends Karen and Kitty were studying A Course in Love, I said, that's great, good for you guys. And then really shortly after that, I heard myself saying, can I join you? I go, what's that? So I'm here to tell you a little bit about what that is. When I first started reading the book, I just sort of ignored the Jesus part. And at some point, I didn't want to do that anymore, and it didn't really seem to make sense. So from the Course itself, I learned, your real self is the Christ in you. This wasn't new to me. But I didn't relate to Christ particularly. I might have called it my higher self. And I thought, what difference does it make? I get that this is true. So my real self is the Christ in me. And it goes on to say, how could it be anything but love? Or see with eyes other than love? And so this whole really strong connection between Christ and love, it seems kind of obvious, but it wasn't obvious to me. So I became very willing to experience or understand what is this Christ in me. Right about the time I became willing to know more about that, it was close to Christmas. I called my adopted Jewish mom, and she now goes to church, and she said, I love this song, Mary, Did You Know? Okay. No, you've got to listen to it. Okay. So I did, because, of course, Jesus Christ. So I'm going to share it with you today. So, David, if you would play the song for us, please.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy come to make you new? This child that you've delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know
you. So the reason I wanted to play this song is I couldn't at first understand why did it mean so much to me. It's not like this was new. And somewhere along the line I realized it was basically, Anne, do you know? Each of us, do we know? Do we know that we're the ones to deliver us? Do we know that we are the great I am? So I guess at that point, my resistance to the course was pretty low. And it's a pretty hard book to read, not quite as challenging for me as A Course in Miracles was, but a lot of language, a lot of repetition, and apparently I need the repetition. So I've played that Mary Did You Know song probably 500 times since Christmas. Sometimes I just play it through the night because, damn it, I want to know. I really want to know. So the next thing that kind of struck me in A Course of Love was just a part of a passage that said we need to allow ourselves the knowing that we can sustain a Christ consciousness in form. That had never occurred to me that I could live here now in that consciousness all the time. And I don't know that yet all the time, but I've had quite a few experiences of minutes of it, hours of it, and now I don't want anything else. So it's been very disconcerting knowing how to live my regular, ordinary life. And I just wanted to share some of these experiences with you to give you a sense of what I'm talking about and to put a name to what's going on for me. And I think part of my resistance broke down with the course when I read a line in it that said, "You must cease to see the difficulty and begin to see the ease with which what you can imagine becomes reality." Now, it would be fairly easy for me to sort of equate that with, hey, whatever you think you want, you can have. And probably in one sense, that's actually true. And I also heard it in a deeper way of, you can live this Christ consciousness and don't think it's so darn difficult. So here's some of the things I've experienced since being more open to this. Quite a few of them have to do with travel, and it might be because I really don't like to travel. I particularly haven't liked to fly on planes, and that's all gone. I can't wait to be up in the sky again. Because a couple of months ago when I was flying to Detroit to visit my beloved niece, I was very excited to see her not so excited to go to Detroit, but that's where she lives for a year. And I was going to land when it was dark. And I was looking out the window, and all of a sudden I realized I was actually happy to be in the sky because I wasn't tethered to the earth. And this is exactly why I haven't liked to fly, because I wanted to be tethered to the earth. I'm a double Taurus. I've got 9 planets in earth. I live out in Lamy so I can walk on the ground. And there I was, happy not to have that constraint. Like, okay, isn't that interesting? Here goes a big chunk of my identity out the window into space over Detroit. And same darn thing happened when I flew back from Detroit. That there was a real oneness with out there. And there was also a oneness inside the plane. I don't like being in the plane because there's all those other people all around me. And so, oneness with the people, oneness with the space. This is very disconcerting, but so beautiful. It's like, okay, well, this is my new reality. So, the next thing that happened was during David's talk about a month ago. He was talking about table tennis, and he referenced the book, The Inner Game of Tennis. And I was sort of familiar with it. And all of a sudden, right while David's talking, I can still hear him talking, but I'm skiing down the mountain effortlessly in my mind while David's talking. And it's so beautiful and so wonderful, and I'm skiing much better than I ski in real life. And I'm like, well, this is fun. And I get to the bottom of the mountain, and I start to go take up the chairlift. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. I don't need the chairlift. And so I just skied down the mountain again, all while listening to David's talk. And I don't know exactly what that has to do with the Christ in me, but it was amazing. It was so beautiful. Another sort of different type experience happened shortly after that when I was at Tribes networking with a friend of mine and stirring my coffee, and all of a sudden my wooden stir stick flops out of my hand and lands on the floor. So I bend over and pick it up, and I say something to my friend Michael like, well, I guess I won't be stirring my coffee anymore. I set the stir stick down. A couple of minutes later, there's this man standing in front of me, and he has a napkin with a new stir stick on it. And I don't even know where he came from. Well, thank you. And again, what does that exactly have to do with the Christ in me? But it was just this beautiful thing of before I even knew I needed something, there it was, delivered by a stranger who was paying attention. It was very weird. So probably the next fun one to tell you has to do with on New Year's Day night, Ken and I decided to go down to Madrid to see if they still had the lights up. And I had never been to see the Christmas lights there, and we didn't know if they'd be there, and they were. And there was almost nobody around. We drove down there and passed, I don't know, 2 cars, and there seemed to be very few people in the town. And I just couldn't believe how magical it was. Like, this whole town in the middle of nowhere just lit up with all these beautiful colors and designs and not done fancy, you know, very homey, very real. And, oh my gosh, I just fell in love. And got back to my house, and I've only lived here in Santa Fe 15 months, but I drug from Denver 2 whole boxes of Christmas decorations that I haven't put up in like 10 years because I was pretty sure my kitty would trash them. Well, she's 7 now, but I still haven't put up a tree. And I rummaged through there hoping there's some colored lights, because when I did used to put up a Christmas tree, they were just white lights, and I was in love with these colored lights. So I actually find a string. It actually works. I immediately just put it over my back door, and it's still hanging there. It'll probably always hang there. They're not Christmas lights at all. They're just so magical. And again, what does this have to do with my Christ consciousness? But it's like in a moment I wanted something, and I had everything I needed to put it together. And I can't tell you how much they still tickle me every morning. I go down, I plug them in immediately. They're the last thing I turn off at night. I right away went to the store to get more because I have to stockpile, right? Because these will burn out. Well, they didn't have any more. So apparently I don't need to stockpile. Apparently my Christ consciousness does not need to stockpile. Good to know. And I think maybe the last story I want to share is also a travel story. This one I'm driving, and I like to drive. And I'm heading up to Denver a couple of weeks ago, like almost within a couple of days. My client wanted some work done in person, so I'm driving up there. I don't have a lot of choice about when I'm driving up there because we're going to do it right away. So I ended up driving there in the snow and driving home in the snow. And I don't mind driving in the snow. I'm a good snow driver, but there's all those other idiot snow drivers. So it starts out when I'm leaving here that the roads are bad in New Mexico. So I'm going over Glorieta Pass, and it is pretty darn icy, and it's one of those days where the slow lane is pretty clear, but to get in the fast lane, you kind of take your life in your hands because there's all the slush, and there's the people still going 90 in that slush and ice, and I can't decide whether it's better to stay with the slow drivers or the try and get around the fast drivers. I'm impatient by nature, so I choose the fast lane and realize it really is quite slippery underneath. And so I'm on hyper alert because that's what I know to do when it's icy, not Christ consciousness so much. And all of a sudden, I remember a line from the Course that says, everything is about relationship. And I think, well, why not be in relationship with the road? And all of a sudden, completely in an instant, everything shifts. I'm still driving in that icy slush. There's still these crazy drivers, the truck drivers, the slow drivers, the fast drivers. And I'm in just some kind of grace zone. And I'm euphoric instead of nervous. And I'm just right there in relationship with the road. And maybe 15 minutes later, the slush and ice and all of that is completely gone. Both sides of the road are kind of dampish. And I remain in that state of calm and grace and being happy that I get to do this road dance with these other drivers on the road. And I'm like, okay, this is what Christ consciousness is about. So I have no idea exactly. Maybe I'm a little teeny bit into Christ consciousness. Maybe this is exactly Christ consciousness. I don't know. But I can tell you these experiences move me forward in studying the Course and in being willing to know that it's not as hard as I think and to be open to it, to allow it, to be in the love, to be in the relationship, to let go of the judgment. So I want to leave you with a short reading from the Course. The Christ in you is wholly human and wholly divine. As the wholly divine, nothing is unknown. As the wholly human, everything has been forgotten. Thus we begin to relearn the known as the one who already possesses all. It is this joining of the human and divine that ushers in love's presence, as all that caused you fear and pain falls away and you recognize again what love is. It is in this joining of the human and divine that is your purpose here, the only purpose worthy of your thought. Thank you.